Memorial services were held over the weekend for Eric Peterson, the Delta Junction man killed in an avalanche in the Alaska Range. An avalanche expert who surveyed the area of the eastern Alaska Range where the deadly slide came down says the snowpack on mountainsides near Rainbow Ridge remains unstable. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, that's delayed efforts to recover Peterson's body.
Sarah Carter with the Alaska Avalanche Information Center says a 600 by 150 foot expanse of snow engulfed skiers Eric Peterson and Mike Hopper and his dog, carrying them all about a third of a mile down the mountain.
As it moved down slope, it was funneled into a steep creek drainage, and so it piled up quite a bit deeper down in the steep creek.
Carter surveyed the slide area around Rainbow Ridge from the air and on the ground in the days after the December 6th incident to better gauge the scale of the avalanche that slammed into the two backcountry skiers.
It did release quite high on the slope. They triggered it from lower down. They were maybe a third of the way up the slope or so, and the avalanche fracture line where it actually detached from the mountainside was way up near the ridge, almost 500, 600 feet above them.
Carter says this season's unusual weather has made the area's snowpack unstable and susceptible to avalanches. The first significant snowfall came in early December, and that formed into a crust, or as she calls it, a wind slab, on top of an unusually unstable base layer, all of which came crashing down on the skiers.
And that's ultimately what was triggered by Eric and Michael.
Carter says those dangerous conditions still exist in the eastern Alaska Range.
It takes time for the snowpack to change, and this particular setup could last weeks or months.
And for that reason, she says it's unwise to attempt a body recovery mission right now. Carter is the Education Outreach Coordinator for the Alaska Avalanche Information Center and a forecaster with the Valdez Avalanche Center. She says she believes climate change is a major factor in the unusual weather of recent years and that it contributes to greater avalanche potential.
A lot warmer weather, more moisture, that does affect avalanches and creates larger avalanche events. And having a few of those within just a few years kind of gives us the heads up that maybe we might be dealing with this more and more.
That can make it hard for those who traverse the backcountry to predict and prepare for the conditions they'll encounter. Carter says that's compounded by a lack of real-time data for snow and weather conditions on the Alaska Range, compared to the extensive state and federal data collection sources for the area south of Anchorage around Alyeska Ski Resort.
There's not a forecast center that is responsible for the Alaska Range, so it is a data-sparse area.
Carter says aside from the sometimes sporadic information from a few weather stations along the Alaska Range, outdoor recreationalists and others don't have a lot of data about conditions there. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.